You'll have heard us mention earlier this week on Talk About that TripAdvisor, that well-known travel website, brought out the top 10 list of unmissable things to do in Ireland in 2022. And that took in the whole of the country. Now, two tourist attractions from Kerry made the list, and one was, well, when I say tourist attractions or tourist experiences made the list, one was a guided tour of Carán Thuaill, and the other was involved the Dingle Sea Safari and some type of a sea experience or marine experience there on a boat. Don't have the details of that in front of me. But of course, a lot of people were debating after this list came out and said, oh, this should have been included and that should have been included. So I thought it might be interesting to talk to John Griffin, who is Kerry County Council's tourism officer. Now, you heard him earlier on in the programme speaking to us briefly about how the season is going so far. But I wanted to talk to John, and he somewhat reluctantly, it has to be said, responded to my question, which was, should other tourist attractions in Kerry have been included in the TripAdvisor list?
I'm very slow to do this because, I mean, Kerry destinations have featured on this list, you know, since the list began, actually. I mean, Bannistrand and Innistrand have been at the top of the list, Killarney National Park, and now we have Carán Thuaill and Dingle Safari featuring this time. But I would suggest that we could have 9 out of the 10 attractions.
If not 10.
If not 10. I mean, we have the highest mountains. We have the longest section of Wild Atlantic Way. We have more blue flag beaches than any other county in Ireland. But having said that, I suppose you're putting me in the spot. And, you know, I would suggest to people, I mean, we're going to have in-laws around over the next fortnight or so, and I'd be spending my holidays in Kerry this year, showing them around. But I mean, we just have a richness of facilities, attractions, natural amenities. I mean, you know, I suppose like Killarney itself offers so much. I mean, you have the national park there, you have Muckross House, Killarney House, Ross Castle. You can take a boat ride through the lakes of Killarney from Roscastle to Lord Brandon's. I mean, Dingle. I got a sneak preview recently of the new Blasket Island Centre, of what they're doing there. And it's just going to be a phenomenal attraction on the Blasket Islands, on Blaskade Moor.
On the island?
On the island. Well, no, on the mainland.
On the mainland,
at Dunqueen,
yeah.
Yes. But then, you mentioned, I mean, we were talking earlier about the wonderful trip to Skellig-Michael, or what you'd like, one of your bucket lists. I mean, there's also that lovely trip onto the Blaskets itself, which I think is a wonderful experience. Then you have the sea safaris on Kinmare Bay. You know, indoor and outdoor attractions, we have it all. I mean, we're currently preparing a Kerry Maps trail with 130 different trails, interactive mapping, to make it easier for people to plan their outdoor adventures. And this has been a feature now since, in the post-COVID or post-pandemic, or nearing, hopefully, the end of that, the focus on outdoors and on sustainable tourism and healthy pursuits and wellness. And we've just so much of that in Kerry.
And, you know, I think a lot of people listening, John, local people, they'd be looking ahead to the primary schools breaking up in 2 weeks' time, and they'd be looking for things to do on a day trip.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Skelly Coast is just, we'll say, on the Ring of Kerry. The Ring of Kerry is also featured on this TripAdvisor list over the years. I mean, there you have Stake Fort, you have outdoor, you have free adventures there, you have Derry Nan House and Gardens, you have the new Port McGee whiskey experience in Port McGee, you have the Skellig's experience down there, you have Sea Synergy, a marine experience in Waterville, you have the RIC barracks in Carsveen, and then you have the Kerry Cliffs, you have Yokehorn Mountain, you have Brayhead on Valentia Island itself, you have the Valentia Island Lighthouse at Cromwell Point, which was featured in RT there recently. That's just, you have, you know, if you come out further, you have the you come to Kinmare, you have Molly Gallivan's, you have the Sheen Valley Park there, Kinmare Stone Circle, North Kerry, Hidden Gem.
Absolutely.
You'd agree there. I mean, you have the Tabard Bridewell, you have Carrigafoyle Castle, Lisstockton, going to Ballybunion itself, you have the You have the Cliff Walk, you have the Bremore Cliffs. You come in into North Kerry, you have Artford Cathedral. And then coming back into Tralee, there's just so much to discover around Tralee itself. The Kerry County Museum. In the evening, Sheemsitheera, the Aquadome, mm-hmm. Waterworld, the Tralee Bay Wetlands. You have Blenheville Windmill and Phoenix, which is going to, you know, really become a major attraction, I think, when the Greenway will open.
When the Greenway is open, Phoenix is going to be fabulous. Just you mentioned there the Blenheville Windmill. Is that going to be open to the public
soon?
Yeah,
it's open.
It is open.
We've upgraded the windmill. We've replaced the sails there. And we've also got further funding down the road for a new organic bakery and baking school there.
In the windmill.
Lovely.
Yeah,
we're using organically grown flour. Hopefully, eventually, we'll get local farmers to grow local wheat and produce it locally. That's just part of a longer term vision for Blenheville. There's the Palladium. Of course, then Craig Cave in Castle Island.
Which is always a favourite.
It is. And Listowel. I mean, now with the Greenway coming in again from Abbeyfield into Listowel, that'll be opening up towards the end of August, early September. But Listowel itself has just so much to offer.
There's loads there.
It's a heritage town. Listowel Castle, you have the Writers Museum, you know, you have St. John's Theatre there, the Lartigue. You know,
Is the Lartigue train running again?
Well, they're working there anyway, the museum there, and they're always anxious to improve the facility there.
Mm-hmm. So loads of hidden gems, really. And speaking of hidden gems, you brought in for me Kerry Gems, the latest hot off the press edition of it.
Yeah, this has been a wonderful production that you know, Kevin and Julie Tarrant have produced. I think it's over 30 years producing this guide. And it's a great free resource for people. There's also then as well, there's the discoverkerry.com website, which I would encourage people to log on to and see what's, you know, if they're planning trips around the county. And as well as that, you have the tourist information offices throughout the county, where, you know, you have tourism staff there and locals, volunteers as well, working in some of these offices to give hidden gem insights, you know, guides to people. I mean, there's just, even, you know, we think we know a lot about a county, but we really don't, you know.
There's
so much to offer.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some other, you know, hidden gems I would like to just mention.
Okay.
There's the Kerry Creamery experience in Listroy. There's a new forge experience that just opened in Churchill. Then you have parklands. You have Doreen Gardens down in the Beara Peninsula. We have Betty C. Wooden here near Tralee. You know, it's just, the list is endless. And I'm afraid, you know, I'm always afraid I'd miss out, you know, some place, some important attraction when we speak here.
So this booklet, John, Kerry Gems, the latest edition, is that widely available?
That's widely available at, you'll find it in any of the tourist offices.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm just looking at here, you know, from the perspective of a parent of a primary school child, you know, thinking ahead to the summer holidays, days out. There's loads of ideas in this.
So much in it. I mean, you have weeks of entertainment here right through the year. And then, of course, we have the festivals this year again. Puck Fair is back. Rose of Tralee is back. In October, we have a major month-long series of festivals called On Truss Moor as part of the Global Irish Festival Series, Kerry Homecoming Festival, where we'll have over 30 events spread through the month of October. You know, focus on the diaspora, but, you know, to appeal to locals and Irish holidaymakers as well.
Mm. Okay, so it all looks very positive, John.
Killorgan, I suppose, we need to mention. I mean, Ken Mayer and the Reeks District. I mean, they've really been, you know, promoting the Reeks District as an outdoor adventure area, and its popularity is growing all the time.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, I know that we've probably left something out, or some
for
town,
sure,
or village
out.
But in the time allocated, to be fair to you, John, I think you got a fair old tour around the county there. And as I said, Kerry Gems is a fantastic resource, available in a lot of shops around the county and tourist offices if you want to grab a copy of it. And can I highly recommend it to any parent out there who's thinking ahead of days out during the summer holidays? Because I suppose not everyone can afford to go abroad this summer.
No.
And why not discover our own county?
And discover.com is a great resource as well.
Discover.com.
Oh, sorry, discover.com.
Discover.com.
Yeah, Kerry Tourism Industry Federation there.
Perfect.
With them. Yep.
Perfect. Listen, John, we let you go, but we might touch base with you again during the summer just to get an update on how things are going. But for now, thank you for all those recommendations.
Thank you, Deirdre.